Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
Livestock feature finished today strong with the feeder cattle only up 12 to 40, but they were higher. Live cattle in February up 217, 121, 27, about 62 off their highs. But the live cattle had some really strong cash trade today. There's estimated that 35,000 head have changed hands in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, and Colorado from 124 to 125, and that's just the USDA estimated number there. But that was $5 to $6, I guess, higher than last week. Last week it was 119 to 120, so really good trade on the live cattle. Box beef at midday was also really strong, up $2.37 at 194.18. Select 190.41, up 60 cents. That choice select spread widened out to 377 on 96 loads trading. And then Friday, we've got the cattle on feed report. Early estimates of on feed are 101%, placements 111%, and marketing's 110%. Those numbers will be released Friday after the close at 1:15. And then also there's talk of the closeness between the live cattle and feeder cattle. March feeders are about 125, February fats are 121. That's the closest they've been, and I know those aren't the same cattle, but that's the closest those two have been in quite some time.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Today finished mixed in grains. We had the soybeans lower. They were 3 to 4 cents lower, while corn and wheat were both higher. Corn was a penny to penny and a half higher. Kansas City July was up 6 cents, 483 and a quarter, about 15 cents off of its high, 498 and a half last week. This morning we kicked off the day with some negative news. We had 136,000 metric tons of corn canceled to South Korea. Managed money still short about 50,000 contracts of wheat, long corn, long beans, long about 155,000 contracts of beans, which is pretty big number there. Tomorrow is the USDA Outlook Conference. It'll begin tomorrow, and then tomorrow they'll release the updated 2017 acreage expectations. And then Friday they'll update the supply and demand tables for the USDA reports. Early Bloomberg polls are really, everybody's really focused on what's going to happen with bean and corn acreage. Bean acreage is expected to be 88.3 million acres, up 5.8% over last year. Corn's going to drop 3.6% to 90.8 million acres. Of course, those are estimates, and as prices change, that can always change as well. The U.S. dollar today is down about 11 points at 101.24. Stock market's up 50 in the Dow at 20,738.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.